year after year, generation after generation. This is a hallmark of the PAP government. We plan long term, we think ahead, and we deliver our promises. And we will always put Singaporeans, all of you, at the heart of everything we do. Importantly, we do not just appear once every 5 years, shortly before the elections. If you elect the PAP team as your MPs, we will get things done for you. You will see us on the ground from next week. We have improved the transport connectivity for all Singaporeans, but also including Bishan Toa Payoh residents. And there are more developments along the way. We have improved our train network. Next year, we will close the loop for Circle Line so that it will be more convenient when you take the Circle Line. We will extend Thomson East Coast Line, eventually all the way to Changi Airport Terminal 5. And if you go up north, you will reach the last station, Woodlands North. And from there, you can take the RTS, when it's completed, to go to JB. And we have one new line coming in, Cross Island Line, which will go through Bishan Toa Payoh, Bright Hill Station. It's an interchange. As Transport Minister, I have launched the Bus Connectivity Enhancement Programme, almost $1 billion, so that I can introduce more buses, more services, including feeder services, in different parts of Singapore, but also Bishan Toa Payoh. And I have also introduced a $1 billion first and last mile connectivity programme, which can then be used to build more sheltered laneways and more lifts for overhead bridges that will benefit our residents. Now, we have done much over the last 10 years. And with your support, there's a lot more that we want to do together with you in the future. Residents can look forward to the completion of the Toa Payoh Integrated Development, TPID, by 2030. I hope 1 or 2 years earlier, if possible. There will be a state-of-the-art regional sports centre, a bigger and better polyclinic, a bigger and better public library, and a town park, all within the same integrated development. 4-in-1. And we will provide barrier-free, sheltered connectivity from Toa Payoh MRT and bus interchange to the integrated development. Now, this new polyclinic will be offering, of course, all the services of a normal polyclinic, but you will also offer women's and children's health services on top of all the regular services. And when the library moves over to the integrated development, the library site and the surrounding area, including the open-air car park, can be redeveloped. So now we have an opportunity with this move to work with the government agencies to reimagine and rejuvenate this area in Toa Payoh Central. And I hope it can bring more vibrancy, better services for all our residents. But this development will take time. It is one of those projects that I hope that with your support, I can continue to work on it as your MP, because it will go beyond 2030. This is why I said earlier that I hope to serve you and your family in Bishan Toa Payoh until I retire. So that I can do more for you, not just now, but also in the future. To enhance your living environment, to improve your lives, to build a better and brighter future for you, your children, and your grandchildren. Now, many residents have shared with me that we have many nice hawker centres in Toa Payoh, but currently, we don't have a hawker centre in Bishan. If you support me, I will help the residents in Bishan to fight for a hawker centre in Bishan.
Tonight, I want to share three key ways we can do more together. Number one is to age well in our community. By 2030, one in four Singaporeans will be over 65. But in Bishan, Toa Payoh, that's already a reality today. We've built strong infrastructure, barrier-free access, fitness corners and amenities. But apart from hardware, we also have excellent hardware. From partners like Care Corner, who keep seniors active and connected. I've done this work before. Since 10 years ago, I've given free haircuts and helped seniors in Dakota Crescent with relocation to rebuild social ties. More recently, I managed several active aging centres, including the one at Block 152B Bishan, and some of my elders are here today. If elected, I will partner with schools to co-create intergenerational projects. I will seek volunteers to teach seniors digital skills to bridge the digital divide. And I will work with corporates to provide health screenings, workshops and events at pro bono or low cost, making sure every senior is respected, engaged and never left behind. Next, more support for caregivers and vulnerable families. Caregivers are the quiet heroes of our families. We already have good national and local schemes like caregiving grants and local grocery, diapers, transport and meals distributions. But families still struggle to find help or navigate this system. That's why I will advocate for flexible caregiving services to be available to them. I will support job matching for caregivers who want to work part-time in our town nearby. I will also work with agencies to simplify processes and expand outreach so every resident and neighbour knows where to get help when they need it. In Bishan, Toa Payoh, we lift one another up and no one gets left behind. Thirdly, I look forward to refreshing Toa Payoh Central and build inclusive spaces for all. Toa Payoh is already full of life, but let's make it even better.
In my nomination day speech, I committed to the vision of beautiful people in beautiful homes pursuing beautiful dreams. Many of you have continued to share suggestions on improvements to the estate with me. My team has taken the feedback down. We will look through them and we will work with the agencies to see which are viable so we can improve your neighbourhood and so we can truly live in beautiful Bishan East Sin Ming. Beyond improving our infrastructure and hardware, I want to strengthen our people. Strengthening our resilience is even more critical now, given the global shifts we are experiencing. I will do this in three ways: caring for our people, strengthening our people, and inspiring our people. First, I will take care of our people. During my house visits, we came across an elderly lady who invited us into her home because she wanted to show us a ceiling that was in the midst of being repaired when work just suddenly stopped. She did not know how to contact the authorities for updates. She did not know how to push for her case to be expedited. She did not know where to go for help. We took down her feedback, but we also wanted to spend a bit more time in her home. She shared that her husband had difficulty walking due to his old age. Then, as we chatted a little more, she shared that her son had been in hospital for more than a year because he suffered from a stroke. We have contacted the agencies to follow up with her, to finish repairing her ceiling, and we have also provided financial support for her and her family. I'm thankful that we spent that little bit more time with her and had the opportunity to properly take care of her needs. We must ensure that no one falls through the cracks and that they are they're aware of avenues they can turn to so they can receive help. And for me and my team, this means tangible, real ways of journeying with you, listening to you, and taking the time and effort to just go that extra distance.